The moment when faith becomes really real to you is the subject of the book Blurry Daydream by pastor and author Anthony Doze. It's part personal memoir, and he's here with us this morning. Good morning, Anthony.
Yeah, good morning. Wonderful to be with you.
Anthony, can you explain the title of the book Blurry Daydream for us? Because it really relates to something that's very personal in your life, right?
Yeah, actually, that's correct. I wrote the book over a four-year period of time, based on the fact that I saw so many people who were really unclear, where their lives were out of focus, they didn't really have a clear vision for their life, and I began to see that many of the young people that I pastored when I was a youth pastor for over 20 years, that many of them drifted away because their doubts and their fears and their regrets were louder than the vision for their future in God. So I really kind of pulled something from that desire to want to reach them once again. And the daydream part is that we kind of live lives in a bit of a daydream because we're not really focused on the greater purposes that God has for us. And sometimes that's why faith feels like it's make-believe, that we're faking it. We're not really clear about that part. And the other part that was really, that stood out to me and where the blurry came from, is there's a parable, story, miracle in the Bible where Jesus heals a blind man. And he heals him, touches him, and Jesus asks him, "What do you see?" And he says, "I see men blurry like trees." And then it's like it's a two-part miracle, and I wondered, why did he not receive full sight? Jesus touches him again, and I think this is the reason I believe that many of us have come to Christ, maybe once, and we've had him touch our lives, even as the young people that I was writing about, that maybe God came to their life, they gave their hearts to God, and Jesus was a part of their life, and yet it was their only time that they really connected. And so the book is a callback, every chapter, based on my life story. So it's a memoir-based inspirational book that's a call to see Jesus again in a clear way, and then have him touch us one more time to see what he wants us to see.
Well, faith has to be real, right? It has to pertain to everyday life.
Absolutely, and it has to work in real life. A lot of times our expectations and our experience don't seem like they line up. And so we get frustrated, we get discouraged, and sometimes doubt enters. And so I really, actually, the focus of the book, chapter 8, right in the middle, is the hinge that switches from the first half of the book to the second half, how we overcome doubt, and not treating it like it's an enemy, but actually doubt is a precursor to faith, where if we're wrestling with what we really believe in the real world, and a lot of people, because they have doubts that are louder than their faith, they feel like they're not a good follower of Jesus, where in fact Jesus invited Thomas to come closer. We call him Doubting Thomas, but Jesus never did. Those doubts actually gave him the opportunity to come closer by an invitation from Christ to actually touch him. And so looking at doubts in a different way was a big part of the reason why I wanted to write the book as well.
In the book, you relate some very personal stories. Can you share some of them with us now?
Sure. Chapter 3 is a tough one. It's the chapter where a little boy, actually chapter 1, I'm 8, 9, chapter 2, but 10 years old is chapter 3, is where I experienced a great tragedy. I was with a bunch of buddies playing on a farm. One of them was killed tragically, and I was blamed for the death of this little guy as a 10-year-old, and how that blame shaped me and absolutely affected my life. And the little dreamer in me died that day when my little Jimmy was killed. And what happened was love rescued me. My parents came to Christ around that time. We were raised Catholic, and they had a tremendous experience with Jesus. And it was in that season where they found faith that their love for Christ became the healing for us. Me and my brother went through that terrible tragedy. So that was one of the things where love really rescued us, and it became more than religion. That was one. There's another chapter where I was blinded in a construction accident, and I talk about Gone Are the Dark Clouds, where I was literally blinded, and through a series of miracles, and I mean miracles, my sight was restored. And that, in fact, I have better vision in the eye that was damaged than I do in my other eye, which is quite a remarkable thing, as the doctors put my eye all back together. But when people read that, they're blown away. It's my miracle chapter, and I love talking about that story, where Jesus showed up in an operating room in Woodstock, Ontario, where it happened.
Those stories and so much more to encourage your faith to live it out every day is in the book Blurry Daydream by pastor and author Anthony Doze. He's been our guest this morning. Thanks so much, Anthony.
Thank you, Todd. Appreciate that.
Head over to our Life Facebook page where we've posted a link where you can get your own copy of Blurry Daydream.